Building blocks concept. Packaging is used to protect against the most prevalent causes of product damage, impact, and vibration. Protection against these causes is provided by cushioning material, shrink wrap, etc. compression and puncture. Protection against these is provided by a sturdy outside box or rigid container, protective corner additions to pallets, shrink wrap, etc. Studies of packaging requirements look at three things. Product characteristics such as fragility. Distribution and transportation environment conditions, for example, the possibility of rough handling, repetitive motion, acceleration and deceleration. Packaging material performance characteristics such as cushioning ability, resistance to piercing or weight limits for crushing. Organizations can do their own research or take advantage of testing done by independent testing laboratories. Carton manufacturers often offer their own packaging engineering services to their customers. This can take the form of shipping a test package that contains measurement devices that record G-forces in three different dimensions or minimum slash maximum temperatures. Another form of research is to compile statistics on damages and freight claims and determine which packaging is working properly and which needs redesign. The idea in studying actual requirements for packaging is to avoid the cost of overprotection. Too much padding in an area not likely to take damage increases the cubic size and weight of a package and the cost of packaging materials. The building blocks concept provides protection against specific types of damage with specialized layers. Each layer of packaging serves a distinct function and relies on the other layers to fulfill their roles. While a given layer may be inadequate on its own, the successive types of packaging create adequate protection in aggregate, similar to the way Russian nesting dolls stack inside one another. The layers in the building blocks approach can be as follows. Industrial goods and bulk goods may have fewer layers. Layer 1, primary, consumer packaging. The innermost layer of packaging is often the consumer packaging, which also serves as the primary contact point with the product. It can include bottles, jars, cans, and so on. This packaging may include bags and desiccants to deter moisture and dust buildup. The next layer is some type of cushioning material to absorb impacts. When the consumer packaging is a box, the box contains marketing print on the outside. In other instances, consumer packaging is just a plastic shell or a container, in which case all successive layers of plastic and padding are industrial packaging. Layer 2, secondary, master carton, grouped, or display packaging. The next layer is the unitization layer that groups units to enable efficient handling. Secondary packaging often also provides branding for retailers who place these packs in their stores for direct end user picking of the units within. This is common for beverage, food, and cosmetic retailers. Secondary packaging is usually one or more layers of cardboard cartons, but straps that hold items together also are secondary packaging. It can also be a crate intended to support the weight of other boxes or crates in unit loads stacked on a pallet, if product characteristics allow stacking. When this box holds multiple units in their own boxes or containers, it is called a master carton. Additional cushioning may be used inside the master carton depending on the product. Layer 3, tertiary, unit loads and dunnage. The final layers of packaging are transportation packaging layers. They include any additional protection needed for low-risk, efficient shipping. This includes unit loads such as pallets or other types as well as dunnage. Palletized unit loads. Pallets are commonly shrink-wrapped to keep the unit intact, and rigid corner protectors may be added to increase the amount of weight the unit load can bear. Failing to shrink-wrap and reinforce corners greatly increases the risk of stacked unit loads getting damaged. A bottom box may collapse and cause an entire column to topple. Palletized unit loads must satisfy these criteria. A layer of cartons must not overhang either side of a pallet to prevent product being crushed by a forklift. The height of the number of layers plus the height of the pallet must fit inside the door of a container, especially when unit loads are double stacked. The total weight of the pallet plus the products must not exceed the most constrictive safety weight of any of the racking used along the supply chain. Other unit loads. Unit loads come in many shapes and sizes. For example, intermediate bulk containers, IBCs, are composite metal and plastic tanks that incorporate a pallet base and enable mechanized handling and shipping of bulk liquids. When these units are used for shipping dangerous goods, different regulations will apply than if the same amount of dangerous goods were shipped in individual packages. Dunnage. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, dunnage is the packing material used to protect a product from damage during transport. Some industries use the term to refer specifically to returnable packaging only. This is the packaging that is used to keep loads from shifting, including large inflatable bags used to fill voids between pallets or other units. Inflatables help minimize shipping weight. Lumber braces used to secure the cargo from moving up, down, or side to side, especially for ocean trips. It can be used as filler, decking, walking, bracing, or for making partitions. Plywood or fiberboard can be used for making partitions, slash dividers, or provide blocking in small spaces. It can add auxiliary decking, a layer of lumber and or plywood on the floor, such as to protect against water from condensation. Containers heading to high humidity areas may also need to use wood crates instead of cardboard boxes because cardboard loses up to 60% of its strength in humid conditions. Heavy-duty metal strapping for heavy items or awkwardly shaped items and light-duty non-metallic strapping for light cargo units. Strapping helps separate cargo units and tie down loads. Patented dunnage systems exist or can be designed for a particular transportation requirement. These take a wide variety of forms, such as pre-built partitions or adjustable dunnage bars. They can speed up the dunnage process and may be reusable. If the innermost building blocks layers have very sturdy packaging, or the product itself is very sturdy, then the outer layers can be less sturdy. Conversely, very light inner packaging, or very fragile goods, require very sturdy outside packaging. Therefore, when designing packaging, ideal packaging is not one size fits all.